Thanks for having us along as you're getting to work. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
I feel like we're kind of like news. We've been following Abby's story for a while now. If you haven't been with us and you haven't followed us at Mix965Houston.com, Abby came on the show initially to talk to us about her birth mother, who she found through Ancestry.com.
Right.
Accidentally.
She was just doing like a regular background search, not in search for her birth mom. But it turns out that she's only miles away.
Yeah, like 75 or 80 miles away from her actual birth mom. So, Houston, you came in and said, you know, you have to make a personal decision on whether or not you want to open that door of meeting your birth mother. Abby said, yeah, I'll meet my birth mother. Over the weekend, Abby met her birth mother and graciously agreed to come back on the air with us again this morning to give us another recap of how it went.
How'd it go?
It actually went really great.
Great. Yeah. Everybody just breathed a huge sigh of relief.
Yeah. Okay. Better than good, even great.
Yeah, I mean, she was awesome and really sweet and, like, really wants to have me, and, you know, involved in her life. She even invited me over for Thanksgiving.
Are you going?
I'm not going to go to Thanksgiving because, you know, I always spend it with my adopted parents. And but I'm going to go on Friday and, like, spend some time with her after Thanksgiving, you know, out of respect for my adopted parents. And, you know, that was awkward for her to, like, ask me to come to Thanksgiving the first time we ever meet. But, you know, it really came from a place of wanting to have me in her life. So it was super sweet.
You know, it's kind of funny that you slipped there and referred to your adopted parents as your birth parents because,
right.
You know, it's all kind of jumbling together. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem like anything's changed that you know who your parents are, like your parents' parents.
Absolutely. And that's not going to change.
Were there times that you were looking at her and you saw features that you have?
Yeah, that was really weird. I'm, you know, growing up having adoptive parents, like, I never see my face in them. But, like, you know, our eyes are very similar and our noses. So that was really weird. And, you know, like, I'm glad I did it, but it was a very strange thing to have.
All right, Abby, I got to ask, because it was kind of your husband that thought you were crazy for not wanting to meet your birth mom in the first place. Has he invited himself into this whole post-Thanksgiving thing that you're doing with your birth mom?
Yeah, he has.
Well, sure. I think, you know, this isn't a time to do I told you so at all. But do you feel good having met your birth mother?
Yeah, I'm really glad I did. You know, as much as it was hard for me to decide, I kind of feel like it's one more relationship I can have in my life that's important.
How did your adoptive parents take the news that it went well with your birth mother?
I mean, they were happy. They love me. You know, they want me to have as many people in my life who love me as possible.
Wow. Not going to lie to you, Abby. In the cases of the scenarios, this was a best case scenario.
For sure. And right before the
Absolutely.
Holidays, too.
Yeah. Because you could have called in and this could have gone south really, really quick. And again, we thank you so much for sharing, you know, this much of your personal life with us, but we are very, very glad that it went well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We will, however, let you get back to your regularly scheduled life, and you don't have to keep calling us every week to update us. You know, we're
going to miss you guys.
I know.
Tell your meddling husband he's got to take over from here.
Yeah.
I will. I'll tell him he's got a very strict schedule.
You can call in, try to win shoes on Tuesday. You can play Rhyme Time, but you don't have to call us in and update us on your life anymore. Well, thank you very much, Abby. We wish you the best for Thanksgiving and the holidays and everything else. And congrats on growing your family.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.